Okay, so the two sheets in front of you is a very, very important. It's a very, very important nitziv. The nitziv has the same commentary on both this week's parasha and also in Parshas Ekev. Parshas Ekev, pasuk had said, "Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach." What does Hashem ask of you? And you would think it should say only one thing, but it says ki'im, just li'yirat Hashem Elokecha, number one. Number two, la'alechem chol d'racha. Number three, la'ava utar. Number four, la'avodet Hashem Elokecha v'chol l'avavcha v'chol nashech. And, pasuk yitgim olishmor et mitzvot Hashem, I'm in Perek Yud. Pasuk, it's not on the sheets, because I only gave you from this week's parsha. But it's the same yisod, and everybody asks the question, what do I ask of you? Only, and then it gives a whole list of six things here. Right? It's like a joke. So, good. And the Nitziv has the same exact thought in this week's parsha, where it says, "Atem nitzavim hayom." This is a psukim that's in front of you. "Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem." Lifnei Hashem Elokechem, Ashechem, Shifteichem, Zikneichem, Veshofteichem, Kol Yisrael, Tamchem, Neshechem, Vigercha Hashem, etc. Says the Nitziv Yisod that if he wasn't the Nitziv, he might have gotten in big trouble. But it's a very, very important educational point, and you have to figure it out within how it works within Western society also. But at the same time, the concept is a very important concept, which means that on one level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us all together as the Klal. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. It's all together in Hayom the Zohar, and everybody quotes it, talking about Rosh Hashanah, where the Klal, the Cheshbon of everyone is joined together. At the same time, and that's why it's the kulchem, everyone's together. But, and you have this in front of you on page Shin Yud Zion, the first page I gave you, it's around seven lines to the left column. This, as much as we have this concept of having been part of the Klal, and that's why it's the Yom HaKippurim, the plural of Yom HaKippurim, not just Yom HaKippur, because there are two different judgments. There's the judgment of the Klal, there's the judgment of the Prat, of the individual. So too over here explains the Nitziv Mivalashin El Balam Deinu. She'in hadin v'cheshbon shekol adam shaveh. Not everybody has the same din v'cheshbon. If you haven't read the article, remind me. I'll give it to you from Rav Dessler. It's called the Nikudat HaBechira, where everyone has a certain point of free will, and not only do they have free will, but it's where you're going to be judged from. And before we continue in the Nitziv, I don't know if you brought the Rambam. Anybody bring the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva? Wrong one. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says, in Parakeh, I think it's Parakeh where you have it in front of you. Can you pick it up? See the Parakeh or Parakeh Vav, I think it's Parakeh Vav. Halacha Aleph, very much connected to this point. The Rambam has a language of Reshut L'Kol Adam. Reshut l'kol adam, perek chamishi, halacha al, nituna. Everyone has a free choice. Im ratza l'hatot atzmo derech tova, liot tzadika, reshut biyado. Im ratza l'hatot atzmo derech ra'a, liot rasha, harashut biyado. Everyone, there's no this predetermination. Everyone has a free choice. And specifically, Rav Soloveitchik explained, what we're going to see in the Nitziv also, but Rav Soloveitchik explained that many people will think, look, I was born to this type of family who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot. I don't have the free choice. No, you have a free choice to be able to choose where you have. Just the Rav Soloveitchik explained, it's like we're very much into election season still, even though it's not November yet. Prime Minister Netanyahu just met the two possible candidates. We're talking about elections. And Rav Salavitch explained that the Bechira Chofshi here in chapter 5 was about elections, where you have an ability to choose the two candidates in front of you, but you also have what? You also have another idea called an independent candidate. You can choose differently. You don't have to choose. I mean, it might be a waste of a vote, but you have that ability to choose an independent candidate. And so too over here, there is no choice to say, oh, I was made this way. But rather, you have that choice to choose. Even if you're a son of a tzaddik, lo'aleinu, you have the choice to go off the derech. If you're a son of a rasha, you still have the ability to choose to be a tzaddik. Comes the Netziv and says, you should know when it comes to judgment day, everybody is judged according to who you are. And he gives four different categories. And the Netziv, earlier on, says that that's also what we say now in the Mizmor of Tshuva, where we say, where David HaMelech says, Acha sho'alti me'eit Hashem. He says, this achat, the same question, which is what? Acha sho'alti me'eit Hashem, otav akek shem pivis Hashem, kevich alachsum namo. What are you talking about? What's David HaMelech having a sense of humor? Hey, what's going on? Achas, right? What's the answer? Then it says, it's achas according to who you are. Each person according to your madrega. Each one karoyu. He says the Talmidei Chachamim, there, what?
God also works the same in his blessed word, but he says one thing and it was.
That's the point. Exactly. It's exactly what I'm trying to teach. Exactly the point. All of these things, you with me? That's what David HaMelech, that's in Parsha Ekev, and that's our Parsha right now. David HaMelech says, I want to be Achat Me'et Hashem. Talmid Chachamim should be Shifti Be'et Hashem. Lachzot B'Noam U'Lavakir B'Kei Chalot. A person who's not able to be that Talmid Chacham. A person just doesn't have both the academic, the intellectual, the emotional strength to do that. But what he does is he's a business whiz. He's Mahalech Ba'asaka. So there, the Pasuk says, he's B'no B'suko B'yom Ra. A person who goes to Melchama with his enemies. B'tzor Yerom Emeni. Okay? Each person would ask their own according to who they are. Soto over here, he comes and says each one. He says there are four categories, but it's a tremendous chidush that he has here within the four categories that he says. Even though it says kol chem, each one is kiprat, and each one has in your own individual actions has hashlachot, ramifications on everything we do. The first category says is the rashi chem. Shivtechem, these are the leaders of the Shvatim. Okay, each one was a manhig. But again, even all the Shvatim are differently. You have a manhig of this Shevet, which is smaller than this Shevet. The Fiteba Shevet, what he could have been done, each one has his ability to know what his responsibility was. He talks about Shevet Yudah here, etc. If you turn to the second page, okay, he says there's the second category. Besides the leader, the second category was the Ziknei Chem v'Shotrei Chem. These are the Talmidei Chachamim Gedolim, each one according to their own koach. Number three, his big chiddush, Kol Ish Yisrael, each person according to their Maase Mitzvos. This is what we would call the classical Balabas. The idea is, these people, the classical Balabas, I mean, it's different, because nowadays we have this ability to be a Balabais or the Talmud Chacham, that's Yeshiva HaKotel. Shiva Kota says, you be a Balabais and a Talmud Chacham. These aren't two separate categories. But historically, not everybody learned in Yeshiva as we have nowadays. Your grandparents, most of them, weren't being able to learn and get the Jewish education that you're getting now. So this Netziv talked to them. This Netziv says, you're a person. And that's what it says about the Arba Lashonot Shel Gula. This is a longer shir, but I'm doing it in a very, very short, truncated form. That he said, it says, Votseiti etchem, Vitzalti etchem, Vika'alti, Vilakachti. Everyone thinks the fifth lashon is Ve'eveti. The Netziv as a chiddush, it says the fifth lashon is Vidatem, the last part of that. Vidatem, Kiani Hashem. Because not everybody had the ability to get to this level of Das is Hashem. It's a very high level. So too, it fits in beautifully. It's what we said over here. Kol Ish Yisrael, that everybody, the Netziv says, it's in the second page I gave you on the third line. in the left column, at least on my, and I copied it from here, so it should be correct. Kach kol Yisrael musarim b'chol mitzvot ma'asit. Ela, shemikol makom kol echad alav mitzvah achad liyot nizhar b'yoter. The Nitziv says each person is judged, everybody, it doesn't matter who you are, judged with mitzvot, but different people, the mitzvot, you have to take all the mitzvot. You have to try all the mitzvot. But there are certain times that certain mitzvot talk to you more, and therefore you are going to get judged much more on that mitzvah. You have that ability to do that mitzvah, it almost comes like a neder, and therefore you have that ability to take to be that much more meticulous. We mentioned in one of the pre 9 o'clock shirim, tzitzit, Rav Pincha Scheinberg, each person that way, to knowing how your inner hardware, if you will, within those mitzvot. The last category is what he has, is the tapechem, the shechem, the gercha, which is, again, they have that ability of being the farnes, machzik, and they also have that ability, as I said, that part is not as Western society friendly, but that's also a different category, but that's the category of Chachma Nashim Banta Beita. Each one has their own category, each one has their own achrayut. And I think, again, it connects to what we talked about, Sudash Lashit. As we get towards Rosh Hashanah, you have this dual outlook, which we talked about from the article from Rav Soloveitchik. The idea of being part of the cloud, understanding the importance of Am Yisrael, but at the same time, knowing your own achrayut as an individual. This is very much both in Parshas Ekev and in this week's Parsha. Everyone open up, please, to Chazara.